And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
Couples from mixed faiths are increasingly leaving God out of the equation, fueling an historic low in religious marriage ceremonies. According to the latest figures released by the Office for National Statistics, the ONS, there were 242,842 marriages in England and Wales in 2017, a drop of 2.8% from 2016. However, the data also revealed that not only have heterosexual marriages hit their lowest ever level in 2017, a fall of one-third on 40 years ago, but also less than a quarter, 22%, of all marriages in the same year were religious ceremonies. This marked the lowest percentage on record. The latest marriage data has prompted family lawyers to highlight how freedom of choice has become more prevalent in religious communities as UK society becomes increasingly secularised. Zara Pabani, a partner at Irwin Mitchell LLP, said, "Freedom of choice in so many communities has arisen, even in the Asian community. You now see some people living together as opposed to getting married. Times have changed, the world has moved on, and a lot of people believe they don't need a piece of paper to show and prove a commitment." She added, "There are also more and more couples getting together from different communities and religions, and whilst they are happy to live together, they might not be happy to marry, as this could be a step too far for their families to take, but when they do marry, they leave God out of the equation to stop a family battle." The ONS data showed that marriage rates for opposite-sex couples fell to the lowest on record since 1862 for both men and women in 2017. Researchers found that there were 21.2 marriages per 1,000 unmarried men and 19.5 marriages per 1,000 unmarried women aged 16 years and over. This represents a fall of 3.2% for men and 3% for women compared with 2016, and continues the overall long-term decline in marriage rates since the peak seen in 1972, which was 84 marriages per 1,000 unmarried men and 63.5 marriages for unmarried women. Furthermore, the popularity of religious ceremonies has steadily declined over time compared with civil ceremonies. In 1900, religious ceremonies accounted for 85% of all marriages. By the late 1970s, this had fallen to less than half, 49%, and then to 23% in 2017. As a result, civil marriages have outnumbered religious marriages every year since 1992. Only 43 same-sex couples married through religious ceremonies in 2017. Not all religious organisations conduct marriages of same-sex couples. The popularity of religious ceremonies also fell to historic lows for the second year running, with fewer than one in four couples choosing to get married through a religious ceremony. However, Harry Benson, research director at the Marriage Foundation, said, "The hidden damage to our social fabric caused by our indifference to marriage, and therefore commitment and stability, will continue long after we are free of coronavirus. Family is where we find our security. Our individual experiences of these long weeks of COVID lockdown will almost certainly depend on how we feel about family life at home. Marriage remains vital to our future," he added. "Our successful emergence from this coronavirus will depend on strong families, which means strong backing for marriage, not weddings." The ONS also found that the average age of marriage of opposite-sex couples was 38.0 years for men and 35.7 years for women in 2017. There were just over 40,000 Church of England weddings in 2017 and just under 6,000 in Roman Catholic churches. C of E weddings were under a third of the level of 1980 and Catholic weddings below a quarter of 1980 numbers. The popularity of weddings is likely to take a further blow this year since the lockdown has stopped all ceremonies. Some 40,000 were expected to have been staged in April and May. But pensioners are still keen to get hitched. The number of silver weddings has soared over the past decade. The ONS reports an 89% increase in single women choosing to get married over the age of 65. The equivalent figure for men has also risen, growing by 31% from 2007 to 2017. The boom has been put down to the increasing fitness of pensioners, their protected pensions and benefits, and the growing likelihood that older women have wealth of their own. Alice Rogers of Hall Brown Family Law said, "Many younger couples find themselves trying to clear their student debts, saving to get on the property ladder and starting careers, and so question the expense of a wedding. On the other hand, individuals over the age of 55 seem to grasp more clearly the benefits of marriage, even if they have already been through the pain of a divorce." A self-styled pastor has pleaded guilty to masterminding a $33 million scam with a church-based investment scheme. Kent Whitney, 38, of Newport Beach, Southern California, swindled members of the local Vietnamese community to invest in his church. But the previously convicted con man took the money for himself and splurged it on a lavish lifestyle. He now faces up to 23 years in jail after entering a plea agreement for mail fraud and fitting a false income tax return. Whitney set up the church for the healthy self, run out of a strip mall in the Little Saigon area in Westminster. Whitney founded the church in 2014, 3 months after he had finished serving a 44-month prison sentence for a commodities investment fraud, authorities said. It was shut down last year after the US Securities and Exchange Commission filed a complaint and a judge froze the church's assets. The non-profit was a virtual church that provided religious offerings online but mainly served as an investment operation that targeted the Vietnamese community in Orange County, according to an SEC complaint. In his plea agreement, Whitney said that from 2014 to 2019, he scammed investors in a church trust fund out of some $33 million by falsely claiming their money was safe and guaranteeing a high tax-deductible return from investment in the reinsurance industry. In fact, much of the money went to fund a lavish lifestyle, authorities said. The Church of England has transported millions of pounds worth of valuables to the Tower of London to prevent them from being looted. The goods, known as church plate, were reportedly moved to the Tower over the last few weeks. Though all places of worship had been closed to prevent the spread of coronavirus, church officials feared the valuables could be stolen from the empty buildings. They confirmed that valuables, which included rare silver, paintings and artifacts from London's 400 churches, had been moved to a number of secure locations, according to the Daily Telegraph. The Tower of London has historically been a store of precious objects over the past few centuries, with the crown jewels finding a home there since 1661. With its on-site wardens and secure structure, historic items were kept in the Tower during both World Wars and periods of civil unrest. A Tower of London spokeswoman said, "We are very happy to look after the church plate during the lockdown. It is understood that the church plate will be stored on the premises for the duration of the lockdown to ensure its safety." A spokesman for the Diocese of London said, "The focus of the operation has been about preserving and protecting heritage, as London's priests and churches act as stewards of so much of the capital's rich history." The Diocese of London's parish property support team worked with an independent conservator over several days to ensure that everything was properly logged before being packed carefully into crates and transported via a number of vehicles before being taken to secure locations. Not all of the items could be fully valued because some are so rare and unusual. Even London's priests do not know the exact locations where items from their churches are being housed for safekeeping. Though crime has dropped by more than a fifth since lockdown began, police forces across the country have warned of criminals taking advantage by stealing cars and scrap metal. The church plate of St. Paul's Cathedral will stay put, however, due to the building boasting extensive 24-hour security. Looting from churches was rife during the English Civil War, with both royalists and parliamentarians stealing precious items to fund their armies. An Oxford University classics professor has been arrested on suspicion of allegedly stealing ancient biblical papyrus. Dr. Dirk Obink, 63, was arrested by police last month on suspicion of theft and fraud after 13 ancient biblical papyrus fragments were sold to the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. The associate professor in papyrology and Greek literature at Oxford University has been released while police continue their investigation. On November the 12th, Thames Valley Police received a report that 13 priceless ancient papyrus biblical fragments had been stolen from the collection at Oxford University. Dr. Obink has denied any wrongdoing and said the allegations are a malicious attempt to harm his reputation and damage his career. The ancient papyrus was originally found during the early 20th century in Egypt. The Egypt Exploration Society, the EES, who owned the fragments, claim the ancient papyrus was stolen from the Sackler Library at Oxford University and ended up at the Museum of the Bible. EES Director Dr. Carl Graves said, "These are early fragments of the Gospels or biblical fragments. They are testament to Egypt's early Christian heritage and are early evidence of biblical scripture. We don't value them monetarily, but they are priceless and irreplaceable." In a statement on its website in 2019, the EES said, "The MOTB, the Museum of the Bible, has informed the EES that 11 of these pieces came into its care after being sold to Hobby Lobby stores by Professor Obink, most of them in two batches in 2010. He also said the Museum of the Bible had been cooperative and that all 13 biblical fragments had been returned. The museum was established by the billionaire Green family, who owned the Hobby Lobby chain of crafting stores. Dr. Obink was suspended from Oxford in October, a month before the theft was reported, after an investigation was held into the disappearance of the papyrus fragments. The fragments, which come from Genesis, Exodus, and Deuteronomy, are different sizes, contain different numbers of words, and took decades to put together." Dr. Obink had previously told The Guardian, "The allegations made against me that I have stolen, removed, or sold items owned by the Egypt Exploration Society collection at the University of Oxford are entirely false. I would never betray the trust of my colleagues and the values which I have sought to protect and uphold throughout my academic career in the way that has been alleged. I am aware that there are documents being used against me which I believe have been fabricated in a malicious attempt to harm my reputation and career."
My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.